Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling My Story, where we're looking at stories in the scriptures, seeing where Jesus saves and where he heals and as he draws people to himself. And then we've been sharing some stories from people in our church and just reminding us that, man, Jesus is still at work, bringing hope and healing and salvation. These are not just things that we see in the scriptures. God is still doing this work today. And so we looked at Mark chapter 5 this Sunday, and we saw this story of the woman who she had a bleeding disorder for 12 years. And we talked about, you know, that not only would that have been extremely painful physically, also financially. She went from doctor to doctor to doctor. She didn't get any better. She just got worse. And she spent all the money that she had. She was broke, financially broken, physically broken, but also how just the emotional toll of all of this. She was, in the Jewish culture and religion, ceremonially unclean, always, because of her bleeding disease, because of this bleeding disorder. And so she wasn't able to go to the temple and gather with others and pray. If she touched someone, they would become unclean. If she sat on something, that would be unclean. And if somebody else touched that garment, then they would be unclean. I mean, it's just like, honestly, I say this hopefully not flippantly in any way, but if you can remember, you know, back during the winter time when COVID cases were increasing, and there was just this, you could almost feel the palpable. You would go to like the grocery store, and if you coughed, right, it's like people would back up from you 10 feet. You almost felt the need to like apologize if you sneezed, even though you weren't sick. And it just, you're like, man, there's just this tension. And I think about that in the way that I think people felt, or if you did get COVID and you almost felt like you didn't want to, you know, you're like, gosh, if I tell people, are they ever going to hug me again? And just imagine if that were your life. Imagine 12 years of that, right? Where it's like, nobody wants to be around you. Everyone's afraid to touch you or be around you, because then it's going to make them ceremonially unclean. And I just imagine the emotional toll that would take on her. And I would imagine fear, anxiety, depression. She's, again, financially broken, physically hurting. I mean, just constant pain and trying to find answers, and she's not getting anywhere. And finally, in her desperation, she reaches out for Jesus. She hears about who Jesus is. She pushes through the crowd. She breaks pretty much every social norm, breaks all the rules just to get to Jesus. That's something we see in these stories, right? When people are being saved, when God's drawing someone to himself, there's this desperation for Jesus, not an indifference toward him, but a desperation to get to him, to see him. And she pushes through the crowd just to touch him. And when she touches him, I love this. She doesn't make him unclean. That was kind of how that worked, right? If you were unclean, you'd make someone else unclean. Jesus's cleanness makes her clean. It's not like she rubs off on him. He rubs off on her. His power flows out and cleanses her. And she ends up, you know, Jesus kind of makes her tell her story in a sense. He doesn't let her just do this in secret. He says, who touched me? And she tells the whole story, right? The whole truth in front of everyone, shares her story, which I think is so beautiful, because we're encouraging in this series that everybody learn to really tell their story, tell what God has done in their life, share that with others. And she shares that story. Then I reminded our folks, you know, your story is not just about you. Your story is for God's glory. It's so that others can hear that and glorify the Lord and see what God has done. And so we took this story, and then we listened to Mary Baker's story. Mary and Logan are a couple at the Delaware campus that it's an incredible story, what they have walked through over the last 4 or 5 years. And you can find that video on our social media pages. If you go, you can watch there. I'd encourage you to watch it. She talks about, fair warning, you know, she talks about dealing with anxiety and depression and self-harm. She coped with it through those things. But beneath all of those things, she actually ended up in a psychiatric hospital. I mean, it got that bad. And then she talks about the turning point of when she just gave her life to Christ, and how it was a slow process toward healing. But she also talks about just the deeper healing of the valuelessness and the purposelessness that she felt in her life. That, you know, she talks about how her depression, her anxiety, those really weren't the root causes. They were some symptoms of much deeper soul level healing that needed to take place for her to understand who she is and whose she is. She needed to understand, as we call her, gospel identity. You know, Jesus calls this woman in the story, daughter, right? You're my daughter. And Mary, I love, she ended her video by saying, my name is Mary Baker. I'm a child of God. And this is my story. And I think she just said it so beautifully that the deepest healing, right? If I were to summarize, the deepest healing that we need, it's not just of our symptoms, but of our souls. The valuelessness, the purposelessness, the feeling of just not knowing who we are. We find that in Christ and in Christ alone, being his children because of what he did for us at the cross. We are reconciled to God. We are made new. We are forgiven and we're set free. And we have an identity in him as his children, right? Sons and daughters of God. So I want to pray for you. I also want to encourage you, if you're dealing with any of those things, depression, anxiety, fear, self-harm, you know people who are, we are here and available. You can reach out to our pastoral staff and we'd love to connect you to folks, talk with you personally. We want to help. We want people to be able to share these things and have people come around and pray with them and for them. But let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take time to pray for yourself. Father, we love you. And we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you that we don't have to be perfect. You were perfect in our place. God, we have to come to you in faith. And even that faith sometimes doesn't look perfect, but we trust you. And God, you are so gracious. And you call us son, daughter, beloved, valued, chosen, known. God, thank you. We cannot repay you. We can live our lives for you because Jesus, you lived and died for us in our place and then rose again that we might have new life in you. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for who you are. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to pray for yourself.